zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Wednesday, May 24th, 2023. This is the Diaspora Forum. I am Kip Stube. Tonight we are talking about Africa Day. Millions of people are expected to commemorate Africa Day tomorrow amid turmoil in some countries crippled by civil strife, poverty, and hunger. But first, let's have a look at what is happening in Zimbabwe and other nations. In Zimbabwe today, it is the second day and last day of a consultation process at schools where government is pushing for an extension of the Continuous Assessment Learning Activities, or CALA, introduced in 2015. The first phase of the program ended last year. While the government is pushing for its extension, some students, teachers and parents say CALA should be dumped or scaled down so that children can focus mainly on academic studies. And the United Nations says it recorded nearly 8,000 civilian deaths in Ukraine since Russia invaded last year, as it warned the world is failing to protect civilians. A Russian official told the Associated Press on Wednesday that the Belgorod region along the border with Ukraine came under attack by drones overnight. The attack came a day after Russia said it halted a cross-border ground attack in the same area. Russia blamed the raid on Ukrainian military saboteurs, while Ukraine contended that it was an uprising against the Kremlin by Russian partisans. Namhla zvulandaba sixoxa ngosuku lweAfrica Day. Ngesikhathi izwekazi leAfrica libhekane lehlupho ezinengi kakhulu ezigoqela impi zomvukela, indlala lokunye. Singaxoxe ngodaba lolu sike sikhangele okunye okwenzakala eZimbabwe lakwamanye amazwe. Uhlelo lokuhlolisisa okufundiswa ezikolo, ikakhulu uhlelo lweContinuous Assessment Learning Activities kumbe iCALA, lugqitshwa namuhla. Abanye abantwana besikolo, abazali lababalisi bakhala ngohlelo lolu, bathi kumele lumiswe kumbe lwenziwe kancane kancane. Inhlanganiso ye-United Nations ibika ukuba kulabantu bafika inkulungwane phose ezilitshumi 8,000 asebabulawa sewulokhu ele Russia lasehlasela ele Ukraine. Lele Ukraine lithi selimise ukuhlasela kwezinye indawo kwele ngathi ele Russia lithi selimise ukuhlasela kwezinye indawo kwele Ukraine kulandela ukuhlaselwa ngamacetshengelwa okuba ngamalucacha avela kwele Ukraine. And the United Nations estimates that more than 843,000 Sudanese have been displaced by the fighting inside Sudan, which has entered its sixth week. Those who have escaped the country and those still inside describe dire conditions. As aid groups say, the number of internally displaced is likely to become much higher. Henry Wilkins reports from Kofron in Chad.
Rachid Khamis Abdellah escaped from Sudan hours before VOA interviewed him. He says he had been hiding from fighting inside the Sudanese town of Tindelti, just across the border from Chad, when armed men belonging to an ethnic Arab militia group broke into his home.
I was in town and I couldn't get away. The terrorists broke into my house and they took me away. They threatened to kill me. They are everywhere in Tindelti.
He says he was taken to a makeshift prison where he thought he would die, but an imam told the militia members to not kill him and instead release him across the border. Kalun Adam says she fled Tindelti weeks ago, as soon as the fighting started, but has not heard from her son since.
The armed group destroyed everything. Houses and schools were destroyed, and there was no electricity. People ran away. I tried to find my son. We've been searching but didn't find anything.
Weeks later, he's still missing. Despite their horrific stories, Abdellah and Adam are among the lucky ones. They have escaped Sudan and the violence. Those still in the country face a less certain fate. The UN estimates that more than 843,000 have been internally displaced in Sudan, trying to escape fighting between warring sides that show little regard for civilian life. It expects the number of internally displaced people, or IDPs, to grow.
The population of Khartoum, which is where a lot of the fighting is happening, was estimated to be around 8 million people. That is the hotspot right now. And a lot of the people who are living in Khartoum are fleeing to neighboring states, such as Jazeera, White Nile, etc. And so that number is only expected to rise.
Humanitarian organizations say they've been struggling to get aid into Sudan to help IDPs, but some has begun to trickle in over the past 2 weeks. Aid groups and media lack access to Sudan, so the humanitarian situation for IDPs is unclear. VOA spoke with an IDP whose name we have withheld for her safety, who fled fighting in Khartoum for Port Sudan on the Red Sea coast. She says she had to leave her family behind in Khartoum.
This is the hardest decision I have ever had to make. Several reasons forced me to leave them, as my mom is sick and she can't travel for a long distance. I witnessed beatings, lootings, and shootings for the target civilians in their homes. And lately we started to hear cases of rape.
Victims and health workers have reported numerous cases of sexual violence against women still inside Sudan. Henry Wilkins for VOA News, Kufrun, Chad.
And back to our topic of the day. Africans are expected to commemorate Africa Day tomorrow. Some activities are lined up at the African Union headquarters in Ethiopia to mark the important day. They include speeches, continental cultural activities, and other issues. Africa Day is designed to celebrate diversity and success and to highlight the cultural and economic potential of the continent. It marks the formation of the Organization of African Unity, or OAU, which is now known as the African Union. The theme of this year's celebrations is Acceleration of African Continental Free Trade Area. According to the African Union, the African Continental Free Trade Area is a trade pact aimed at creating a single market for goods and services for an estimated 1.3 billion people in Africa. The big question is, can Africans rejoice about this and other issues as the continent marks Africa Day? Namhlanje ukusho kwethu sixoxa ngosuku lwe-Africa Day olunanza kusasa. Abantu abaningi kuzwekazi le-Africa bakhangele ukunanza usuku lolu kusasa. Kambe kumele abantu kuzwekazi le-Africa bathakazelele na usuku lolu kumbe kuyehlula nje njengoba kukhanyazani kule nkinga ezingapheliyo kuzwekazi le-Africa. Ye, kunjalo ke ake sizwe ukuthi silobani khona manje. And joining us right now to discuss this issue, We have a guest, and I think that is Mr. Nkululeko. I think that's Mr. Nkululeko or someone Mpofu. And we also have Diana Zimbusana Chambala. So we'll start with Miss Diana Zimbusana Chambala. Welcome to the show, madam.
Thank you very much for the invite.
Thank you so much. So, you know, the first question is, what's your take on Africa Day?
Well, it's a crucial day that commemorates the formation of the Organization of African Union. But I live in South Africa, and South Africa does not commemorate the day. And it's not the only African country that doesn't do so. There are a couple of others. So it's important, but I don't think it's really relevant in the context of the general African population.
So why is South Africa not commemorating like what you are saying?
I think it started with the freedom of or independence of South Africa. I think South Africans, through the negotiations that they did to attain the aforesaid independence deemed the African perspective of the whole thing as not very necessary. That's my take. But I don't know if that's true or not, because then when this happened in the 90s, I was also a teenager myself, so I'm not so sure. But I think that is the my take on it, because even historically, a lot of South Africans and South African children have got no idea of the role that the rest of the continent played for them to attain the independence that they so enjoy today. So if the rest of South Africa had made the participation of the rest of Africa as important, I think the holiday would have been a holiday in the country as well.
Yes, listen to Mr. Mpofu. Mr. Mpofu, welcome to the show, sir.
Good evening, sir. I don't understand what my sister is saying, but I think it depends. South Africans, the way they behave, it seems like they didn't see any much Africans help them to achieve where they are at the moment. Mm-hmm. That's why maybe it feels like it's not theirs to celebrate that day. But at the same time, for me, when I look at the African Union is just there, but you don't see any achievement as an institution which is powerful, because I don't know who's paying them. Maybe those who pay them, they make them not having the power they should be having at the moment, because they just they got some lot of wars and the abuses and stuff like that. But it seems that each country they can break the rules, but they don't get the punishment or the consequences for what they behave. It's just like a club which is just there. I don't see really we should be celebrating, because it's a shame really that we should be where you are at the moment. Really, we should be not fighting, but if you have got this agreement, you can sit down and talk to each other without fighting. But at the moment, we see now Sudan is fighting, and the African Union is there. There's nothing they can do about it anyway.
Oh, yes, we get your point. And then going back to Mrs. Chambara. So, Mrs. Chambara, in your mother's language, so do you see any benefits of commemorating this day, really?
Benefits, yeah. And that time, you know, when I see the Pundos, you know, Buddha, faculty, and figure to see Pembera's writing. Kuvezvabone holiday yekuti vanhu vanomborega kuenda kuzvikoro nekumabasa. Aiwa, zvakanaka vanhu vanombozorora, sezvo mazuva ano kwakutitonhorei kudai, vana vezvikoro vanombozororawo kuenda kuchikoro vombodi. Asi besides kunze kweizvozvo, hapana chine chinombobuda kunze kwazvo. Ndinotoona sangano riya rinonzi ECOWAS rekuwest Africa uku rinotori nemasimba makuru kudarika AU yese jekerere. Saka kungotiwo taakungopemberawo zvedu seuzoro rakangogara riripo, asi ekupembera hapana.
Ye, uvambe konapo ke baba Mpofu, ngesintu sivili ubona kuzani po kukateka kanganani kuti abantu vanazi zvizokololo. Wena ukonapo sivili awe uzalinaza yini zvoba siyabona kuti ke uwele South Africa.
Mina ngombono wami, ukuqakatheka kwakhona mhlawumbe abakholisa leyo nkululeko abayitshoyo yibo abangaselebreta, but laba abanye abalukona usizo lwakhona ukuthi lubasiza ngani, ngoba kunje abantu ba-all over the places bese kudubekene ukuthi kuba vele kabekho lapho abakhona bahleli kubo emakubo khonale bencedisa uhulumende ababusayo. Kodwa udubo nansi phezu kwalo akulancedo esilubonayo, sihlale emazweni akhatshana, sikho lapho esizalelwe khona. So angiboni ukuthi kithi kuyasisiza ukuthi sithwene sizicelebrate la for what.
Oh yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Sicela ubambe khonapho ke, we've got nobantu Mbambo, she's in Ireland, she's calling. She's saying, can we call her right now? So I think our producers are going to call her. She's waiting for a call. And then at the same time, there are some people who are sending us messages on various platforms. So we'll be reading these messages as we go. So now the other emphasis is on, Mrs. Chambara, on the issue concerning Zimbabweans. Most of them, let me say, some people are leaving the country for greener pastures. So can such people celebrate, one? And secondly, those that are remaining in the country, can they also commemorate Africa Day?
Well, it's two-faceted, really. It's two ways. People can still celebrate their Africanness wherever they are, because it's not just a day to commemorate the start of an organization. It's also a day to commemorate who we are as Africans. So they can still celebrate on the one hand. On the other hand, they can look at this and say, but Africa didn't do right by me. Mm-hmm. Some people are dying trying to cross the ocean going to Europe. Some people are dying from fleeing from their countries. Look at Sudan now, going into another country. Some people are dying in South Africa through xenophobic attacks. You look at drug drivers. So Africa, if Africa was a queen bee, it's a queen bee that's now starting to attack the other bees that are trying to make honey together with the queen bee. So yes, it's really the quagmire for sons and daughters of Africa.
Yes, so we hear you, Mr. Mpofu. Kodani kuyahlupha kodwa ke ungakakomenti sizazama ukuthi sifake promo esingayisebenzisa lamhlanje ukuthi sike siphonge uthathe ikhefu kancane. So we're going to take a short break and come back and then go ahead with our discussion in which we are featuring some people. So let's take a break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined our show, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our websites, www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com. You can also send us messages right now on all our social media platforms. Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Africa Day, and our guests are Mrs. Diana Zimbutsana Chambara of the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum. We also have Mr. Nkululeko Mpofu, a Zimbabwean working in London. So let's go back to Uba Mpofu. I think
Vele freedom of speaking, then umuntu uyazithuzela ukubona kumsiza, because abanye balayo ileyo nkululeko okukhulunywa ngayo, abanye ayikho. Esicabanga ukuthi kuba kuthiwa abaholi bethu bale njongo yinye efanayo, kuba yonke zonke iindubo lezi ezikhona azikho, kodwa kukhanya Into nje ukuthiwa yiwo ayibi khona empilweni yomuntu ngoba ukuthatha umphefumulo womuntu yinto ebuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi noma lingaboni ngeliso elinye akumelanga ukuthi kuthiwa kuyaliwa kuba kuthiwa siyakujabulela konke khona lokhu kunandi esikubona abanye behleli phezu kwabo abanye becindezelwe bengakukholisi bona lokho kunandi okungangokuthi kuba kuthiwa wonke umuntu uyakukholisa kukhangelwe kungalokho ukuthi ungumhlobo bani kumbe uvelaphi kunjani sibe ngabantu esifanayo singabi sihlekwa yilaba amazwe abuya azosithumba azosikhipha empilweni esasiyiphila eyayinhle yakudala
yabokhokhoye
kodwa manje yena le mpilo esikuyo eyabo abaswakuye isisifake edukeni olukhulu kakhulu olwenza ukuthi abantu bethu egcine sebebuyela belandela abathumbi bana laba ababethumba amazwe.
Siyabonga Mpofu. Yes, siyabonga kakhulu Mpofu. Ubambe khonapho. We are joined by another lady, that is Mrs. Novantu Dlodlo Mbambo. She is a nurse working in Ireland. Nkosikazi Mbambo, siyawamukela kuhlelo ma.
Hayi, ngiyabonga baba Thubeli, njani khona?
Nasiphile kakhulu. So ke, tell us, you know, there's Africa Day tomorrow. How are you going to be commemorating this day in Ireland as Zimbabweans?
Oh, okay. Thank you for the question, Baba Dube. And maybe to say happy Africa Day in advance. Right. So it's an annual event, actually, Lapa Island, from the time I moved into Ireland. And it's celebrated in different counties. Counties meaning I'm a provinces. So, like, if I recall, on Monday, it's celebrated in Dublin, which is the capital anyway. So if celebration day, won't come Africans, we are Ndawoni. You know, not some Africans, we mean all countries that are under the African continent. And the good thing is the island is itwele ama Africans amanenga kulu. So it's an event a qualify civili essence of kumbule kaya because ilangen deletere sipogena ayo, you know, now fusu vunula, we are vunula, and you really feel, you know, you are at home like now foreign land. So we're really looking forward to this day. And I mean, where I am, we'll probably be celebrating it this coming weekend.
Yes, in most cases, in the Queen's language, what do you think are the benefits of commemorating Africa Day?
All right. So I really want to believe it brings Africans together, though they're in different foreign lands. So that's what really marks Africa Day for me as a person. Yeah.
So, but wearing, let's say, African attire and all those things, do they bring any benefits, or is it a question of cultural expression?
Well, it is a question of cultural expression. And then at the same time, like I keep saying, it identifies me with my origin, you know, because just the point that I'm away from home, miles and miles away from Africa, you know, it has those effects in me. But when I have such a day to commemorate Africa Day, it has so many attachments to my African continent. And the fact that, you know, I'm identifying myself with the other Africans around me, it really brings so much joy to me. Yeah.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. So we also have Mrs. Diana Zimbutsana. So Zimbutsana, coming back to you, at the end of the day, we know it's Africa Day, it will come and go, or pass, you know. But year in, year out, people celebrate or commemorate that day. So, but are there any tangible benefits of, let's say, commemorating that day? We know it's all about OAU, or the African Union, and some people are always saying the AU is a passive kind of onlooker in terms of what is happening right now, let's say, in Sudan, what is happening right now in DRC. We know there are some rebels in Rwanda, and I mean in other countries like Central Africa, there are some, you know, kind of conflicts. So my question is AU worth celebrating?
It is worth celebrating. The reason why it is worth celebrating is whilst it doesn't work now, I think we need to keep it on the radar, because when we maintain it on the radar, the generation that comes, because now whenever I talk to people, the younger generation, they are now of the sentiment that the African Union has let us down. So if we keep the day active, those people will then rise up one day and say, no, we need to take charge, and we need to take charge of these things. The biggest issue that I have with the African Union is that it doesn't have its own money. Its headquarters in Addis Ababa was built by the Chinese. They get sponsorship for their secretariat from the European Union. So they have no say. He who pays the piper chooses the tune in this instance. Mm-hmm. So the African Union has got to start utilizing the resources that are within Africa. And when they do that, they'll be able to retain some muscle and have teeth.
So it should operate like ECOWAS. You can go now use your mother language. Go ahead. So you can work with ECOWAS, right?
Yeah, it's not. It's not that the African Union is in Bwai Nemazino. I think that it's because we're saying Bwai Snameno, Kunzi Pamba, Paka Shukawa, No Shika, Wanongo Shukawa, Jita Tora Wa Tora, Nekuti Mbwai, Inameno. Saka African Union is right, Inameno, Chikondro Shai, Nekuti, headquarters yavo chaiyo yakavakwa nemachina. Ivo mari dzavanotambisa vanhu vanoshanda ikoko vanozvipiwa neEuropean Union neina USAID. Saka izvozvo hazvinoita kuti vasave neshavo chavanoti ndechedu kana kutaura zvavanotaura nekuti ari kubhadhara ndiye ane kodzero yekukudza zvokuita. Saka izvozvo pakambobuda nyaya yekunzi kuAfrican Union kwangu kwakaiswa mabhazi nemachina. Ungazvirambira ani ivo varivo vakavaka musha. Kana muvaki womusha akauya akaisa bango rake chimwe chinhu pabango iroro, ungazvizive sei kuti pane bango? Handi ndiye avaka, ndiye aziva kuti bango rinoenda apa. Saka ndiwo dambudziko gururu kuAfrican Union iroro.
Yeah, thank you so very much. Siye kuba mupofu. Ngamafishani ba mupofu, 1 minute ngena khonapo uvala uhlelo utsho kuti pho kumele kwenziweni abantu njengoba kungani bayakhonona. Ngamafishani kakhulu.
Yeah, ngicabanga ukuthi ngoba yikho ngishilo laphana ukuthi obaholisayo bona laba abayibo abayibo abakhangela ukuthi izinto zimi kahle. Ngicabanga ukuthi okwenza bengabi namandla ukuthi mhlambe abantu ababaholisayo abaholiswa yibo bona laba akumele bebakhangele ukuthi amazwe kuba kuthiwa acontribute imali eyenza ukuthi labana abantu behole ukwenzela ukuthi bethole amandla. Manje ngathi bathola kuma-donors abaholisayo, bakholiswa ngama-organization angasiwa e-Africa amanye akhona. Ngokunjalo ngibona ngathi kuyi-problem.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke. Nkosikazi Bambo, phosa ukugcina mama.
I just want to say, siyabonga for this day, you know. Nanxa ngisekhaya, I still remember the way we celebrated that Gora, you know, sikholise, enjoy the African food and everything. So I still recall those moments, and I'm happy because I'm able to still celebrate it the way I'll celebrate it when I'm back home. I
niyabonga baba tu. What's your message to people who are saying it's not worth celebrating?
Well, I guess it all depends on how you identify yourself as an African. Yeah, it's very important in as much as there are other aspects pertaining to, you know, our African continent, you know, the financial aspect of it and everything. But I still stand to say your being African will not change whether whatever circumstance that you have back in your African, you know, continent. So you are still an African, and you need to uplift that identity and still stand firm to it. So, yeah, I still say that, yeah.
So you are saying it's worth celebrating, and while Muzana is saying, oh, well, it could be a celebration, it could maybe not be like what Mr. Mpofu is saying too. So we've come to the end of our program today. We wish to thank our guests and listeners. Let's meet again next time. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.